Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. One sister sent me a message and has an inquiry and question. How to make sure that you do not get any thought of work during Salah? I will be working and when I go to Salah, I think about what I'm doing. All this sort of idea, I keep wondering how to be free from all the activity in daily life and how to get closer to Allah and make Salah. Beautiful question, and me too, I'm a criminal of that. It's a struggle, big struggle, and all of us criminal and lack big time in understanding of the value of Salah. Salah is our life. Salah is our life. Salah is a meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you can end up in a whole year with one Salah, you're lucky. Wallahi, you're lucky. But how to help ourselves to get a Salah? Number one, when you study Shayateen and the work of Shaitan, he motivate me and motivate a topic. This topic, whatever it is, he make it so serious. And when a time come of Salah, it show up. It can be a temptation, it can be a woman, it can be a man, it can be money, it can be work, it can be a future, it can be illness, it can be anything. And subhanAllah, when you read the scholar what they said in Salah, the reality of what you have in your heart will come. And this is why you find out the early people understand that. And they run away. They run away to the jungle, to the mountain, to the desert. Just only one thing, to achieve one good Salah. Look at the amount of hadith about Salah and the importance of Salah. It's a gift Allah give it to us. It's a meeting between us and Him. Sometimes you have to lose everything to start having Salah. Honest to Allah. Or it takes a lot of effort and you sit down and you really focus in the hereafter, reading Quran, do some dhikr. One of the main disease we have now is we're busy, 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 and let's finish Salah. Let's finish Salah. And what the result? The result, we're not focused at all. We're not focused at all. Because Salah becomes something insignificant, we won't get rid of it. And instead of thinking about Salah, is the most, the important thing in our life, we should focus on it. If I want to know my future, you want to know your future, in this life and hereafter, look of the quality of your Salah. If you remember, one time I was praying Zuhr with one Sheikh, and he's a very beautiful Sheikh, really unbelievable. And in Salah, Zuhr, his voice is loud, I can hear him. After Salah, I ask him, Sheikh, forgive me, I don't mean it. But I heard your voice in Salah. Salat al-Zuhr and Asr should be quiet. How come I heard you? He said, doesn't mean quiet to be quiet to the point you allow Shaitan to hear you. Or you hear Shaitan. Right? So he said, I make my voice a little bit loud to make sure I'm comprehending and hearing what I'm saying. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said to the human being or the Muslim, he will not gain from Salah except what he comprehend from it. You will not gain from your Salah except what you comprehend from it. Meaning the state of alert and make you living the Quran. Living, talking to Allah, We are too far, my dear sister in Islam, from this status. But doesn't mean we are too far, we do not struggle. If you remember, when I go to Umrah, or when I used to go to Hajj, one of the things I used to do, I want grab a moment, grab one sajda, grab one rak'ah, grab one salah. It's not easy. It's not easy. This why all these messages, how to alleviate all the thoughts by keeping the real thought is akhirah, which is very difficult. Death, very difficult. And this what we missing on. We do not have it. I do not have it. I'm struggling. I'm struggling day and night. Because everyone sucked me to the opposite direction. Everyone wanted to go to Jahannam. Relative, friend, you name it. Husband, wife. Because nobody's serious about his akhirah. Very rare. The majority of people in the deep state of heedlessness. And you try. By this way, it's a struggle, my sister. Struggle. By this way, my advice, you have to have some time to read Quran. You have to slow down before Salah. You have to start learning how to have at least a few minute quality before Salah. This why all the Sunnah and Nafl, all this for what? To prepare us for the Fard. By this way, reading Quran, but with tadabbur, with comprehending, living the message. Cry to Allah to live the message. Beg Allah to soften your heart. Remember His bounty. Remember death. Remember a journey after death. I said it before. Read all the ahadith about death and after death. Read. Read about the end of time. Read about death. Go visit the grave. Go visit sick people. This will soften your heart. By the way, we can be busy doing what we have to do, but we have to prepare for Salah. You tell me now, you did everything possible in this dunya, but you lost your Salah. What happened? And the opposite. Read the amount of the ahadith significant towards Salah. And how the real Muslim or mu'min or muhsin, the difference between one person to another, his Salah. 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 Salah is a meeting between you and Allah. If it's accepted, the whole day and whole life is accepted. If it's rejected, may Allah save us. May Allah save us. Beautiful question, real serious question. And my dear brother and sister in Islam, focus on Salah. Salah is our meeting between us and Allah. Look, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu and his progeny, when they used to go to Salah, they used to have yellow face, blue face, dark face, this face. And when they ask him, why you do that? What happened to you? He said, do you know who I'm going to meet now? They know, they understand, they grasp the value of Salah, the value of the meeting, and the consequences of not accepted, and a benefit and a pleasure of accepted. May Allah make us vigilant about the quality of our Salah. And again, quality of Salah will not come except of the quality of what you be busy with in your heart. By this way, learn, even if you do work, even if you do anything, learn to be in a state of zikr. Learn to think you might be dead now. This might be your last minute now. This is a struggle. This is a struggle. May Allah make us among those, inshaAllah. It's a journey, it's a struggle, and the lucky one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept his salah. And this involves many, many topics: halal money, long hope, bad disease of the heart, backbiting, bad eye, looking through something, committing sins. Is too many things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the evil of ourselves. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are a mu'min and muhsin and save us from among the people who are in heedlessness and ghafla. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. I hope I answer your question, but this can be a journey by itself. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.